Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. I think it's always good to reset the green pool cleanup methods, the green pool cleanup strategies, and of course, some ways to prevent green pools. So I'll go over all of this here for you. This is kind of a green pool episode, and hopefully you'll get some ideas of cleaning a green pool and some ways, of course, to prevent your pool from turning green in the first place. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I would say the majority of green pools are from just neglect, just like anything else. If you have a lawn and you don't maintain it, you don't water it, you don't trim it, you're going to have weeds come in, the grass is going to die, of course, and look terrible. And the same goes with a green pool. A lot of times, it's a combination of neglect and maybe not knowing what to do to turn it around. And there's a lot of money wasted by consumers and even sometimes pool pros when they see a green pool and they're trying to tackle it. There's actually a lot of good YouTube videos. I have a lot of them myself that have green pool cleanups. And if you follow the steps, I think the latest one that I have is the ultimate green pool cleanup, and I kind of combine all the green pool techniques that I've done in the past into that video. But the bottom line is that you have to have some knowledge in order to turn it around, and you have to have a lot of knowledge to prevent it from happening in the first place. And a pool can turn green very rapidly in the summertime, faster than you think. So here are a couple key things to prevent the green pool, then I'll transition into cleaning the green pool. The first thing, of course, is that you need time to maintain your pool, and you need, of course, to have a basic set of knowledge of how the pool operates in the first place to prevent the pool from getting algae and turning green. The number one thing you can do, I think, to prevent this from happening is to make sure that you have a chlorine level that's maintained at the level that's going to prevent the pool from getting algae and turning green. Now, of course, there's a lot of factors involved in this, and the most basic factor is that there's an element in the pool called cyanuric acid, or conditioner, or stabilizer, depending how old you are is what people used to call it. My generation was called conditioner. Don't know why I kind of know why it was called that, but I'm not sure why that fell away, and now they're calling it stabilizer. And then that's kind of fallen away also, and everyone just refers to it as CYA. Which is the abbreviation of cyanuric acid. So the CYA in the pool is important because this protects the chlorine from being burned off by the sun's UV rays. As it gets closer to summer, peak of summer, midsummer, end of summer, the UV index is at the highest because the sun is at the closest point in your region to your area. And so the sun is really powerful during the summer months. At least in my area, is really powerful. I think in Texas, it's probably the worst UV index out of all the states. But the UV index is something to consider because what happens is that the sun's UV rays degenerate the chlorine in the pool, and the cyanuric acid protects that chlorine in the pool. So that's an important factor because a lot of times when your pool is starting to turn, you're throwing lots of chlorine in there, but you may not realize that this is a factor. And to make it even more complicated, cyanuric acid is a double-edged sword. So if you have too little, you're not going to have effective chlorine levels. But if you have too much of it, which means anything over 100 parts per million, you're going to have really ineffective results with chlorine in the pool. So this is something to consider, and this is one factor that is often overlooked when you're trying to stop your pool from turning green or if algae is forming in the pool. You start to panic and you start to kind of doing whatever you can to kind of turn this thing around. And a lot of times people lose their whole pool season because in May, the pool starts to get algae and then it starts turning and they're fighting algae all season and they never really get to use their pool. And this is where you call in a professional at some point if you're doing it yourself and you want to call a professional that knows how to stop it and turn it around within a week or two. And this is also important. Now, what happens when the pool starts to turn and get algae in there? It affects the filter. So if you have a D filter or a cartridge filter, and sometimes even a sand filter is affected negatively because the sand filter can only filter down to a certain amount of microns and the algae particles may not be filtered out of the pool with a sand filter. But what happens now, you have algae forming and let's say like your deep end is all yellow at this point and you're trying to correct it with chlorine. Maybe you even go to the pool store and they test the cyanuric acid and they say it's at 150. Well, then you may want to drain some of the water out of there and correct that. But let's just say that, you know, you have that algae in there and you're not really looking at the filter at this point because you should be, but you're not because you don't know that you should be looking at the filter. It's one of those things like, you know, if you don't know that it's bad, you don't know how to correct it. So the algae is already in the filter at this point, which means that you have to clean the filter at this point to correct the algae in the pool. And it doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes because you can't see the filter, a cartridge filter or a D filter. When you pop that lid off, you're going to see that the cartridge pleats are full of algae and the D grids are covered. Usually the D grids are kind of a green tint. The gray turns green or maybe even a yellow tint on top. But basically the algae is in there and it's stopping the filter from working properly. So you clean the filter off and sometimes that will actually solve the problem. And you treat the pool for the algae, and you shock the pool, you bring the chlorine level up, and everything is fine at that point. But if you don't open the filter up and clean it, and sometimes you have to replace the elements. So if the cartridges are older, sometimes the algae has compromised them, and you just need to get new cartridges. Sometimes the D grids are really old, and you clean them, and they're still stained. I would definitely replace those. And that sometimes turns the pool around. So a lot of times people are trying to just do it with chemicals and bombing their pool, but they don't realize that it's actually in the filter already and it's not going to be effective unless they clean the filter. Now with a sand filter, what you can do in order to counter that, if the algae is just not being filtered out when you backwash it and the pool looks cloudy and there's stuff on the bottom, you want to add some flock to the pool. And I'll cover that in a minute, but that's one of the methods of cleaning a green pool, and that's using aluminum sulfate or flock. And then the sand filter, you may need to do that, the flock treatment, when the pool is starting to turn, in order to stop it and correct it. And then the last element that is missing when you're trying to stop the pool from turning green is circulation. And a lot of times the pool will turn green because the pump has a problem, the motor burns out, and you're not replacing it in a timely fashion. I've seen pools in the summertime, and I've gotten calls from customers where the pump went out, and it's been maybe 10 days, in the middle of June, and I get to the stop, and it looks like the pool's been off for 3 months, basically, because it just accelerates. Algae has a way of accelerating. Now, it's not going to be like, you know, blue one day and green the next, but within a week, within 2 weeks, it can go from blue to green fairly rapidly. And so I've been to these accounts where the motor has been down for a week, and it looks terrible because circulation is another factor in preventing the green pool from forming or from preventing the algae from spreading like crazy. So those three elements are really important. You have the proper chlorine level, shocking the pool to bring the chlorine level up to shock levels, and maintaining it at that level, by the way, is important. So if you have your deep end covered in algae, you brushed it, you cleaned the filter, and you shocked your pool, and you brought it up to 30 parts per million of chlorine, you have to keep it up there between 20 and 30 parts per million for at least a week for it to be effective. Because if you shock your pool to 30 parts per million and much of that gets used up fighting the algae and your pool drops to like 5 parts per million for a couple days, the algae has a chance to reform and bloom in there. So just be aware that when you shock your pool, you have to maintain that shock level for a long time in the pool for it to be effective. Now, of course, there are ways to help you with the algae in the pool. There are certain things you can do to help with the algae or the star of the algae. And phosphate removers are a great way to do this. Usually, if the pool has that much algae in it, there's phosphates in the water. It's a given that with algae all in a deep end, with the pool starting to turn green, that you have a phosphate issue because that's one of the food sources for algae. Doing a phosphate treatment certainly will help that. You can use things like a PoolRx, which has copper in it that kills the algae. You can use a straight copper algicide if you wanted to, and those are effective. The Polyquat 60s aren't quite as effective when there's active algae in the pool, but you can try something like that as well. Sodium bromide used to be a really popular way to treat algae. A lot of that's going away. A lot of brands aren't making it anymore, but it's really effective in treating algae, and you can still use that. The old school pool guys used to carry 25 pounds of it on their truck, and that's what we would use to treat algae effectively. But theoretically, chlorine by itself can do it, but you may want to add something like this to help accelerate the process and get the algae out of there faster. Now, I spent a long time here talking about how to prevent the pool from turning green, because prevention is much easier and better than the cleanup process. A lot of times people will say, why don't you just drain the green pool? Well, a lot of cities and counties and municipalities really frown on draining a green pool out into the street or draining a green pool out into the sewer. And if you think that you're going to get away with it, you have neighbors, and neighbors will definitely call the city when they see green water coming down the street. And I've known many people that got cited for draining a green pool, and the ticket can be really steep. In my area, I believe it's like $5,000 or $10,000 for a ticket if you do this. Now, of course, there's some pool guy tricks where you drain the pool at 10 o'clock at night. Those are things that I kind of would frown on and shy away from, because you can still get in trouble. And draining the green pool doesn't necessarily mean that you're out, you know, off the hook with the green pool. A lot of times you still have to do a chlorine wash, refill it with fresh water, and it may just be as expensive then when you do a kind of turn the water around. Because really, it's not something that you need to drain the pool for, unless the pool water is really out of balance. I mean, you swim in a lake, people swim in streams, there's algae in there. Algae by itself technically is not super dangerous. Of course, there can be certain things hiding in the algae, but in most cases, the algae is fairly safe. If you swim in a lake, you don't think you're going to get sick swimming in the lake. So it's one of those things, or sometimes even at the beach, there's algae in the water, and it's still relatively safe. It's only when, if you're in California, when the sewer system floods and, like, you know, waste water gets into the ocean, that they don't want you swimming in it. So technically, you can turn the pool around and the water is still good in that pool, and there's really not a need to drain the pool unless you really wanted to start fresh. And again, you don't really want to drain the pool until the pool is blue again. And I've turned some pools around for builders or remodelers before that were green, because most of them won't want to drain the pool when it's green. And when you turn it around, all the algae's off the surface too, making it easier for them. So there is something to be said with not draining the pool because of certain regulations. And it may be not necessary to drain the pool and have the added expense of refilling it and doing a chlorine wash and maybe even an acid wash at some point. So let me touch on the process now of turning up. Let's say that you've tried everything or you just gave up and now you call the pool pro in. And of course, the pool pro listening should have these methods down pretty well. But if you're new, this is a great way to kind of learn this and prep it. So basically, you want to assess the green pool level. And I have these levels that you can refer to. Level one is basically, you can see the first step in the shallow end. The pool has just turned green. It's pretty treatable. You can still see maybe some of the bottom of the pool. Not bad. Level two is that you can't maybe see the top step, and you can't see the bottom of the pool at all. That's, you know, pretty bad, but not terrible. Level three and four is when you just can't see anything. There's algae everywhere, and it's just in really bad shape. And then level five is like the worst level. Maybe it's even black on the bottom. Then you have tadpoles, and you have different things growing in there. You see mosquito larvae in there. That's a pretty bad level. And based on the level is how long it'll take to turn the pool around. Now, there's two methods you can use here. You can use my shock and awe method, which is basically putting enough chlorine in the pool that if an elephant fell in there, it would die. That's just an exaggeration, but you put enough chlorine in there so that you raise it up past 30 parts per million, and you want to maintain that level the whole week long. And then there's the flock method, or aluminum sulfate. And the only time you would want to use the flock method is if you have a way to vacuum the waste, because basically, the flock, the aluminum sulfate, will drop everything to the bottom because it's a heavy element. So everything will fall to the bottom of the pool, And let's say that you have 8 pounds of algae in the pool. Well, if you put in 14 pounds of flock, then you have 8 pounds of algae, and then you have 14 pounds of aluminum sulfate to vacuum out. There's a lot of junk on the bottom at that point. And so if you don't have a sand filter with a vacuum to waste mode on the multi-port, or a D filter with a vacuum to waste mode on the multi-port, I would not recommend using the flock method, because your filter cannot take that kind of capacity. If you have a D filter or a cartridge filter, you just can't vacuum all that into the filter and expect it to contain it. A lot of times, if you're vacuuming dead algae off the bottom, you have a D filter or cartridge filter, you're going to see it returning back into the pool with the return lines, and you'll be thinking, wow, there must be a hole in the filter. It's just that it can't contain that amount of debris. And yes, it can cause a hole in a D grid if you have too much pressure in there. And then if you're vacuuming all this junk into the filter, what happens invariably is that you lose filter pressure, because if you start with a clean D filter and you're at 20 PSI, and then you just start vacuuming, maybe you vacuum about for, I don't know, 2 minutes, and you get, you know, 1/4 of the pool vacuumed. By then, the filter pressure is at 30 PSI, and then you have zero suction, and you're just, you know, bringing your vacuum back and forth, and all the dust is coming off the bottom, and nothing is being vacuumed up. So that's the problem with trying to vacuum the algae out of the pool without a waste mode. Now, if you're a pool professional, I suggest getting a waste pump. You can build your own portable waste pump, or you can buy one at Advantage Manufacturing, or you can buy a PortaVac or MiniVac 2, which is basically a filter with a pump on a cart, and then turn that to waste when you're vacuuming out all the dead algae. I suggest this even for regular shock and awe method cleanups, because there's a lot of dead algae on the bottom. And as I mentioned, the filter can't maintain that kind of debris load without overloading the system and making it really ineffective and losing your suction, basically. And so the flock method is pretty easy. You just look at the label of the aluminum sulfate based on the amount of gallons of water in your pool, and then you add the appropriate amount. Most of the time, if you have a multi-port valve, there'll be a recirculate mode, and they're going to want you to broadcast the aluminum sulfate in the pool, recirculate the pool for 30 minutes, and then turn everything off for 48 hours, and that lets everything settle to the bottom. And it's pretty amazing. You'll have everything on the bottom. The pool will look fairly clean or clear, and then you'll see everything dead on the bottom. So very effective method. I recommend it if you have a way to vacuum to waste. In my area, we do mainly shock and awe because we have D and cartridge filters where you can't really vacuum out the algae and also all the aluminum sulfate that is on the bottom of the pool. And I mentioned vacuuming with the filter is kind of counterproductive, but you can do it. And what you can do is you vacuum, then you clean the filter, and hopefully it's not too bad where, you know, it clogs up the filter immediately. But you can get away with, especially with a cartridge filter, maybe vacuuming half the pool, taking the cartridge filter apart, hosing off the cartridges, putting it back in, and then vacuuming the rest of the pool. It's not the end of the world. It's slower. It's a longer process, but it can be done. And most pool pros just use the customer's filtration system to vacuum out. The ones that are smarter have a portable pump, because we know that you're going to vacuum out all that dead algae. It's going to save you a ton of time, and you may just get away with doing one or two filter cleanings at that stop. And if you have a way to vacuum the waste, it's even better. So part of the green pool cleanup is getting everything out of the pool that's dead at the end. And if you have no way of getting that out of the pool at the end, chances are the pool's not going to look too pretty. It may not have algae anymore, but the water is not going to clear up. It'll be like a milky blue or even a cloudy greenish tint, because you just can't get the junk out of the bottom. And this is something that's important. And part of the process is, of course, turning it around where the algae is all killed, and then getting all the dead algae out of the pool. And if you're using the shock and awe method, running the pool 24/7 is really a crucial factor. So the more you can run the pool, the better. The first day I'm running at 24 hours. Second day I'm running at 24 hours. Maybe if I see pretty good progress, I'll cut it down to maybe 18 hours. But basically you want to run it at full RPM, which means that if you have a VS pump, you're at the 3450 and you're running that pool for 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours until that pool clears up. The flock method is the exact opposite. you're putting the flock in there, and then you're turning the pool off for 2 days, sometimes 3 days, so that everything drops down to the bottom. So keep that in mind, that each method has a different factor with how long you run the pool or not running the pool at all. And let me just back up for a second and touch on the pool equipment. Before you start the green pool cleanup, the equipment needs to be in running order. So if you're bidding for one of these, one of the key things for me when I bid on a green pool cleanup is look at the filter and the pump. And if it looks like it's just not going to work, which means that the pump is, you know, the pump has leaks everywhere, and you know the pump basket is halfway filled because there's air in the line, or the filter looks like it's 30 years old, and it's, you know, I've seen filters with even the wrong bolt on there, the clamp, but they have just a regular nut on there because they don't have the compression bolt anymore. You know, there could be a problem there. So note that sometimes with a D filter and a Karsh's filter, part of the process is changing the elements in the filter. Sometimes it's changing the filter entirely. Sometimes it's putting in a new pump and motor. So there is some more involved in a green pool cleanup sometimes if the equipment is not running well. And you're not going to be able to turn a green pool around with really bad running equipment. And that could be a reason why it turned green in the first place. The customer struggled with the equipment because it wasn't functioning properly, and thereby the pool turned green. But initially, cleaning the filter will be a way for you to discover how bad that filter is. There's been many green pool cleanup occasions where I take the filter apart and every grid is torn. That's an indicator that, of course, the filtration was one of the factors in the pool turning green. Or you take the cartridge filter apart, and in my area we have the quad cartridge, which is 4 cartridge filters, and there's no bands. They're totally expanded. They're crushed or cracked. That's definitely an indicator that the filter was one of the contributing factors to the green pool. So that's important, and that's a factor that as someone trying to turn the green pool around, you can't effectively do it if the cartridge filters are bad or if the D filter is bad. There was one that I was doing, it was a quad D filter, and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't fix this pool. And for the life of me, I did the process, the shock and awe. I cleaned the filter, and it dawned on me that, hey, maybe they plumbed the filter in wrong, because maybe they had a regular D filter and they put the quad D filter in to replace it. And lo and behold, you know, after 2 weeks of struggling with this pool, I don't know why I wasn't smarter. I just wasn't. I realized that the installer had put the quad D filter in wrong. So it was plumbed in like a regular D filter. And if you know anything about the quad D filters, they're actually plumbed in like a cartridge filter. And since it was plumbed in backwards, the inlet and outlet were reversed, and that was a big problem I had. And I know one of the members of my group had this similar thing with a sand filter, where they had put a new sand filter in and they plumbed it in backwards with the inlet and outlet reversed. So the filter's not going to work, of course, in that case. So, of course, once that was replumbed, the green pool, the pool turned around almost within a week, and that's another thing also. But that's just one of those side notes that I'm on a rabbit trail here. But the filtration is really important, and so, you know, these weird things can happen, of course, but mainly it's that the grids are bad or the cartridges are bad. The bottom line is that it's a process, either the shock and awe or the flock. Now, sometimes the shock and awe fails, then you want to flock it. Flock typically doesn't fail if you leave the pool off long enough, but I've seen it fail on certain occasions, and then you may want to do the shock and awe, but usually one or the other works effectively. So pick your method. Either the shock and awe, where you use tons of chlorine to bring it up to 30 parts per million or higher, keep it that way for a week or longer, or the flock method, where you add aluminum sulfate, drop everything to the bottom after 48 hours, and vacuum everything to waste. But I think prevention, of course, is the best way, but it's something that is hard to do sometimes in the green pool cleanup process. It's not rocket science, but there are some little details you have to learn about, some ins and outs, and sometimes you'll have to go back to that pool for a whole week period, the next day, maybe skip a couple days, go back. But sometimes it takes 7 days, 10 days, 14 days for you to really turn a green pool around if it's really bad. So keep that in mind also, that there's a lot of time involved in it. And that's why you should charge for your time, because it's not something that's going to happen instantly. And sometimes there's problems. And it really is a process. If you're looking for other podcasts that I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingprolearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to a drop-down menu of other podcasts I've recorded. And if you're interested in the coaching program, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com. /poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.